Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 809 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Good to have you with us. I see you. I mean, metaphorically.
I wanted to know what you were on.
I used to teach, and I love being able to look people in the eye when I'm talking to them, and I can never look y'all in the eye, and I wish I could. I'm sorry, but I believe you. I'm glad you're there. I appreciate you choosing us. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. She joins the show every Thursday morning to give us a preview of what's in the very good newspaper. Lisa, welcome back.
Hey, Andrew, we have got a newspaper that is just so full of great news this week. I just wish I could share all of it with you. Starting off, we do talk about the 15-year anniversary of the BP Horizon, Deepwater Horizon, BP oil spill. What a tragedy that was. For anyone who was here, we really thought that the beach would never recover. We were so disappointed with the economic fallout and the ecological fallout. We're so fortunate that we are able to go back and enjoy the Gulf now. But, of course, it is also a warning. You know, you have to make sure that we protect those beaches because that was a very dark time. A lot of people lost their incomes. Of course, a lot of people got sick. Don't forget the people who were killed in that explosion.
Right.
So, and I've seen the movie, and it was terrifying also. So anyway, that's just a reminder. 15 years ago, it seems like it was only yesterday in some ways, but it was 15 years ago this June.
Yeah. And we're still dealing with like the settlement money and Triumph and of course the fears about the future and the persistent threat of offshore drilling. And, you know, we certainly don't want to be like Alabama where, you know, there's rigs all over the place. Anyway, I'm completely with you. And even though I did not live here, that was absolutely a story that, you know, the whole nation cared about when it happened. We've got the new Mariner's Landing is the name of the park, but it needs repairs?
Yeah, unfortunately, they're still working on that. It's really a great name. They changed the name of Wayside Park, which I didn't realize this, but Wayside Park is really just a placeholder name. That's what they call almost any park that's right beside a bridge that goes over water. And so they actually had a contest to see what the name would be. And Mariner's Landing is the one that that won. And they are working right now. They are trying to repair the boardwalk. Seawall.
Seawall.
Thank you very much. I couldn't think of that word. And so they're trying to get it ready to open. And so it's hopefully going to get that a new place to launch your boat, a place to park your boat trailers. Of course, could be a great festival area, I believe.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to be done, but it's just one of those things that as soon as they make a little progress, have to go back and do something else. So
I think it'd be kind of cool
right now
if we had a band playing underneath the road surface, and so when you drive over the bridge coming into Gulf Breeze, your car starts thumping. It'd be kind of wild. We had a teacher retirement after a long tenure teaching, right?
That's right. Marie Laughlin is retiring at the end of this year, and she has been at Gulf Breeze Elementary School 40 years. My children were in school when she was a teacher there, but obviously 40 years ago she began her career. And so she has seen a lot of changes in the educational system, and she's still a young woman, actually, and she's got plans to move on and help the education system in different ways. So congratulations to Marie Laughlin. There's also a lot of other teachers that I don't know about yet who are retiring. Like for them to reach out to me as well.
Oh, good. Yeah, no, I love doing stories on teachers who've had a good tenure and served the community. I mean, what they do every day is amazing to me. We had a big grant in the county for septic to sewer conversion, right?
Well, you know, if you are on septic and you want to be on sewer, it will be hopefully within the next 8 years or so, you will be able to get a grant to do that because the county received $21.7 million. And so that was a very competitive grant that they did receive. It's going to be divided between the Pace Water System, the Gulf Breeze Regional Water System, and the Holly Navarre Water System, and the Town of Jay. So hopefully 900 people will get get that done. Because otherwise, if you just want to, if you want to connect to sewer, you're on septic, you have to pay a impact fee of like $5,000, and you've got to do that. That just connects you. Then you've got to find a way to get that pipe to your house.
Right.
It's very cost prohibitive.
No, as worth it is definitely an expensive thing to do for sure. You've also got an author who's in Navarre who's done something for kids with special needs.
Now, apparently, this woman, and her name is Joan Wharton, she had known a family that she met through church that had a special needs child, and she would interact with them, and she saw, you know, the challenges of not only the child who has special needs, but the family. And she kind of started writing some things for the family, you know, just to help them kind of cope. And then she realized from a lot of encouragement, hey, you know, this would be a good book. She did some research, and they said there are really no books that we know of that are addressing the needs of the other children, the typical children who are not, you know, who are dealing with a family with, you know, one child who takes so much care, you know. So she wrote a book, and then she wrote another book. And so these books are going to be available, and she's also helping to raise money for the special needs family. So she's got information. We've got information about how to help this family. They want to purchase a special bed for the daughter who has the problems. And so she's working on that. So just a nice, heartwarming story.
Do you have information, like where can they find this book or, you know, because people may, go ahead.
She has a Facebook page. So if you go on there and you type in Kyle and Lizzie, and that's K-Y-L-E and Lizzie, you will come to her Facebook page. And you will also find out information about how to buy the books and about the fundraiser.
Okay, great. Yeah, because I know there's a bill working in Tallahassee that would inform the Disability Awareness Education Week that's supposed to take place in all Florida schools because they don't really have a curriculum. And it had never occurred to me how beneficial that is for the, as you call them, typical or the non-disabled students to just know how to better interact with people. That's the kind of book that really every kid ought to have, you know, some kind of exposure to because it's a skill that we all need. You've got stuff in the paper about the Winter Guard, the drill team, undefeated in competition, Blue Angels practices are back, all kinds of sports stuff. I mean, the paper's chock full. There's all kinds of things in the Gulf Breeze News. Lisa Newell is the publisher. Gives us a little preview of what's in the newspaper on Thursday mornings. Lisa, thanks for what you do, keeping us informed and educated and telling these cool little stories about people in our community. I appreciate you.
Oh, we have so much fun. We absolutely do. It's a great time. Hey, listen, have a great weekend, and I hope to see you in the breeze.
Yes, ma'am. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Still dealing with the accident that happened on 87 and Navarre Parkway. I'm still seeing delays both on 87 and 98, so just be aware of that. If you can, try to plan an alternate route, but you're going to be sitting there for about a good 15, 20, 25 minutes as they still try to clean up after that accident with the semi, with all the lumber or wood all over the road. So just be careful right there. Other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
You know, if you have any kind of problems with the complicated systems inside your home, the electrical, the air conditioning, the heating, you know, those are stuff, the plumbing, those are things that are just a little bit more technical, take a little bit more training and skill to be able to repair. And that's why you need a good repair organization like Peden. They have been doing stuff in this regard, like kind of the complicated things inside your home for about 55 years, all along the Gulf Coast, Panama City, Tallahassee, Pensacola, now into Baldwin County, and even into Mobile in the last year. And they are just expanding because they do good work with good products and good people, 100% satisfaction guarantee on the work, so you know you can count on it to be right, okay? And every month they have a little bit different special. This month they have a special on indoor air quality systems. So if you're, you know, you're coughing and sneezing and wheezing and hacking inside your home, that's not good. That's not normal. That means that you've got dust, pollen, dander, various allergens, maybe just, you know, unclean air. Well, you get a whole air quality system, an indoor air quality system, and you can get $250 off of that right now for the month of April. And why not get it now when people's allergies are kind of at their worst? Anyway, so $250 off indoor air quality systems with Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com.
Spring cleaning and remodeling is in the air. And at Jonathan's Flooring, you can get your beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation with a large selection of tile, carpet, and the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors this spring. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring, North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road.
Pensacola Navy Days, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union and the Pensacola Ice Flyers. The Night at the Museum Gala is back at the Naval Aviation Museum on Friday, May 9th, and presented by Pennair Federal Credit Union. Your ticket includes cocktails, dinner from Classic City Catering, and an evening of music under the planes. Mayor D.C. Reeves will give the keynote address. Early bird tickets are $120. Tickets for this black tie gala will go fast. Get yours today at PensacolaNavyDays.com. That's PensacolaNavyDays.com.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us tomorrow at 9 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Why are you always on about women, Stan?
I want to be one.
What?
I want to be a woman. From now on, I want you all to call me Loretta.
What?
It's my right as a man.
What are you wearing at the club, John? What are you wearing at the club for this?
Oh, we're wearing those parachute pants.
Yes, sir.
And like a big fluffy shirt.
Oh, and a puffy shirt? All right. Yes. Nicely done. You don't have the ripped jeans with the tie down at the bottom? What did we used to call it? Tight roll down at the bottom?
Yeah, no, I didn't do
no?
that.
No? All right.
I had to have the fluffy parachute pants.
All right. Fair enough. You and all of us wanted to be MC Hammer or at least date those women in that video. 821 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, man. Raised on MTV. Does it show? David, back when they played videos. God, how old do you have to be to know that? David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
John, do you still own your parachute pants?
I don't. Oh, I'm sorry.
Sad day.
But I know you do, David.
Sad
I've seen
day.
Them.
I've never had parachute pants.
Breaking four, electric pickings-a-loo.
Well, the first-time unemployment claims were a little bit... Only slightly more than expected last week. The Labor Department releasing the numbers, they say there were 222,000 initial claims. That is an increase of 6,000 from the week before. Protesters in New York reportedly planning to camp out at Columbia University starting this afternoon. NBC News reporting that a group of protest leaders met in Brooklyn yesterday to set that all up. Protesters are opposed to the Gaza war. They'll reportedly be setting up camp at Columbia University's Morningside Heights campus later on today. And birth rates at the U.S., Andrew, at a near record low. Ugh. New data released by the CDC says about 3.6 million babies were born in the U.S. last year. That's only a 1% increase from last year, which was an all-time low birth rate in the U.S.
Yeah, this rumored, reported Trump initiative to incentivize making babies. Listen, I'm not a big fan of the government necessarily doing a lot of things, but the government is against children unless you qualify for welfare. But you know, anything to get the government out of the way to help. I mean, you know, the costs alone. Well, you know, you have a newborn.
Yes.
How old is she?
She is just over one.
Yeah.
One
okay.
In a couple
so
of months. Yeah.
You know, the medical costs of having a child, the ordinary costs of having a child,
yeah.
Right? All of the malpractice costs that you don't realize are built into how much your doctor. Like all of this is really, really bad in this country right now. Let alone this. God, this persistent lie that we keep telling people that, you know, you don't have kids, you know, just have sex. Wait to get married. Get your life in order. No, get married early. Make babies. It's good. You know, God says be fruitful and multiply. It'll work out. Anyway, sorry, David. But thanks. Yeah, it is a problem. The low birth rate is a real problem. And I don't know, man. Because how are you going to take care of the old people who are living longer? You know, how are you going to take care of the economy? Yeah. Where do you get your workers from? Well, you know, you got to manufacture them. You either import them or you manufacture them, you know? And so we're now deporting them, so we got to manufacture more. So, David, thanks so much for the update. What's that process look like? Ask your dad. 437-1620, or your mom. 437-1620. Oh, we have interesting stories at the state level. We haven't even gotten to this at all today. DeSantis PAC is now sending out, help the governor fight these liberals who pretend to be Republicans and, you know, stop their... Come on. Good Lord. It's Michelle and Alex. Michelle and Salzman and Al said, almost said Michelle Andrade. Michelle Salzman and Alex Andrade. My wife got one of these yesterday. Tell your Representative Salzman to stop fighting me on my conservative policies. And same thing for Alex. Like, call Alex and tell him to stop fighting me. Bro. Just, like, you already stepped in it with both feet at UWF and then at that crazy wingnut speech at PSC. Are you trying to alienate everybody in the panhandle? It's weird. And then you bring in, you know, Anthony Sabatini as your dude after you brought in Joel Rudman as your dude? Like, come on, man. Do better. You are better. You are a really good governor. Stop. Get somebody around you who's going to tell you to stop. We'll come back to this in a second because there's more developments around the governor today. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Was that paid for by Hope Florida?
Oh, stop.
Money left over.
Oh, I have news on that, too. That's what I'm getting to.
All right.
It's bad.
87 and 98, we're still dealing with the crash with roadblock. The truck is overturned right now, so just playing around that area if you can't. If not, you've got about a 20-25 minute delay associated with that. Let's see here. I-10, I-110 are actually looking good right now. I'm not seeing any other delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So, you know, all the Hope Florida Foundation stuff we've been talking about a lot, you know, for a couple of weeks now. Alex Andrade has really brought to light, and it's really bad for the Hope Florida Foundation, for James Uthmeyer, for this $10 million and all of it. It's bad all around, okay? And now you have the attorney, Jeff Aaron. Okay, remember, he's the one that was helping Hope Florida Foundation, and then they got this second guy in, and both of them apparently have ties to James Uthmeyer, and, you know, Jeff Aaron is the one who apparently the one grant comes in for $5 million, coincidentally timed to the $10 million disbursement, and then he turns around and recommends the second grant requesting agency to use the same template. Like, that's how we can get my board to approve this, apparently, you know. And remember, you've got, like, Alex Andrade is using strong words. He's using wire fraud and money laundering about James Uthmeyer in connection. No, meanwhile, James Uthmeyer has denied that there's not even a problem here. Everything is fine. Jeff Aaron, the attorney, says he will not appear in front of the Healthcare Budget Subcommittee. That's tomorrow. So we'll talk to Alex about that tomorrow before the hearing actually happens. But he said he's disappointed. Alex says he's disappointed that he will not appear voluntarily. Aaron says he's got privileged information because some of the board members have decided not to waive attorney-client privilege. Remember, he had the chairman of the board who said, oh, yeah, I'll waive it, sure. Ask him whatever you want. Well, there might be some things that you would have to take fifth on, or that you'd have, not fifth, but you'd, you know, take privilege on, but you don't have to say privilege to everything. So he's not going to even testify? Oh, that just looks super bad. Everything about this keeps looking bad. And then, oh, this was kind of interesting. Kudos to Rick Outzen, who within Weekly published the Gates-Garcia resignation letter. He was one of the governor's picks to be on the Board of Trustees for UWF. And I have the letter. It's kind of interesting. He says, I am submitting this letter of resignation from the Board of Trustees at the University of West Florida. I discovered over the past 3 months that there is a large and vocal constituency group of UWF that strongly believes that its board should be comprised of residents in the panhandle. Senator Gail Harrell expressed the same sentiment last week during my confirmation hearing before the Senate Appropriations Committee on Higher Education that she chairs. As a Tampa resident, I do not meet this qualification. Therefore, I am resigning to make a place for somebody who does meet this qualification. Thank you for your consideration in this matter. Cool. I mean, there's other things you might have said, but a recognition that, you know, I'm not wanted. They want somebody who's got more connection to the local area. I'm out. Okay. I mean, you know, cool. I'll take it. That seems like a win to me. 828 here on News Radio 92.3. Oh, remember the proposal in Tallahassee to raise the speed limit on highways, basically up 5 miles an hour. So you'd have roads that'd be like I-110 would go to 70, I-10 would go to 75. I mean, theoretically, it could anyway. And then the rural highways that are four lanes divided could go up to, 60, I think. I remember what the number, maybe 65. Anyway, the Senate has now taken those provisions out of that bill. It's a transportation bill, so it's not like a bill standalone. But anyway, the Senate has taken those provisions out, so it looks like that may not happen now, which I don't know that it changes behavior one way or the other. So, you know, if you go, gosh, if you go 70 on I-110, you're going to get rear-ended. Just like, good Lord, if you go 40, God, if you even go 50 on the bridge, just you need to be driving in like the pullover lane if you're going 50. It's terrible out there. What else we have? Oh, Trump has done a bunch of things. What was the one that I particularly wanted? He put out a whole bunch of executive orders yesterday. One is about HBCUs, wanting to promote excellence at HBCUs. Good. He had done a lot of that stuff in his first term as well. Wanting to do a study of the economic needs for jobs in the country and really promote more skilled trade education, which is something, of course, we care a lot about here in Florida. Good. That's a good thing. Getting Americans involved in AI literacy, especially in education, so that we can reap part of the cutting edge instead of suffer from not being part of it. Also good stuff.
I'm Therese Crowley. A big ask for Ukraine. Give up 20% of their land to the Russian invasion plus Crimea, President Trump says.
I think we have a deal with Russia. We have to get a deal with Zelensky.
But Ukraine balking at giving up Crimea, and then Russian rained down missiles on Kyiv overnight. President Trump posting, Vladimir, stop. 5,000 soldiers a week are dying. Let's get the peace deal done. President Trump hosting Norway's prime minister today to talk about European peacekeeping, trade, and tariffs. Fox News poll on his first 100 days shows only a third support the Trump tariffs, still worried about inflation. But the president posts gas and grocery prices are way down, eggs down 87%. Nice. Densely populated New Jersey is still battling the Ocean County wildfire, but over 13,000 acres burned are mostly in the Pinelands, a wildlands-urban interface. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. 75 degrees. We've got mostly cloudy skies this morning in Pensacola. Escambia County moving forward with plans to revamp the Pensacola Beach Gateway. Costs, though, have jumped from an initial $707,000 up to about $1.6 million for a new architectural design, which features a sailfish fin. The total project estimated to cost between $6.3 and $7.5 million. That would include roadway improvements and landscaping. There have been some calls for public input, but the requirement for community meetings was dropped in order to expedite this project. County commissioners will be reviewing funding recommendations and contract amendments at their meeting on May 1st. You can submit community input by contacting Commissioner Ashley Hoffberger by email. A young motorcyclist taken to the hospital yesterday reportedly had serious injuries after crashing head-on into a pickup truck. This happened on Fairfield Drive. FHP says the 22-year-old rider was headed east. A truck was headed west and was in the left turn lane. This was at 61st Avenue. Witnesses told the troopers the rider had passed four to five vehicles just before entering the intersection there. The bike crashed head-on into that truck, which was still sitting in that turn lane. The rider was taken to Baptist Hospital, the truck driver also suffering minor injuries. This weekend's the Floribama Mullet Toss. That's an old and kind of odd tradition, but the bar says it's one of the biggest beach parties on the coast. I've been there, I'll confirm. It's an event where thousands of people gather to see who can throw a mullet the furthest. Again, a pretty old tradition here in Perdido Key. A Pace man facing a laundry list of charges. This is after allegedly attempting to break into a woman's home and setting it on fire. 27-year-old Anthony Crevitas was arrested by Santa Rosa County deputies Saturday. According to a report, Krevetas was at a woman's home trying to break in by taking screws out of a board that was covering a window. When he wasn't able to get in, he allegedly then set that board on fire. The man reportedly stole an electric bike from that property and said he was coming back with a shotgun. He didn't make it back. Deputies arrested him before he could return, but the story doesn't end there. He was then taken to a hospital for treatment of an earlier injury. As he was being treated, the man then jumped out of a CT scanner and took off running, crashing through a glass door, shattering that glass. He ran into the wood line. Deputies later found him hiding in a retention pond. Krevetas now being held in the Santa Rosa County Jail with no bond on several charges. Some of those include arson, grand theft, stalking, and property damage. Two buildings now in the works in the industrial park on 87 South in Santa Rosa County.
Summit Real Estate Group has come in and building two beautiful buildings here. They have one that is leased out currently, and it's basically the owners of Nabisco. So bringing the Oreos and Nabisco to Santa Rosa County, which is a good thing.
That is Santa Rosa County Administrator Brad Baker. The tenant will be in one of those two new buildings. The other would have about 140,000 square feet of floor space that is available for rent. Baker says the prime location off I-10 is continuing to drive economic development in Santa Rosa County. Newstime 835, John Pickens with our traffic on the fives.
That's right, brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, 477-8782. Still dealing with the accident on 98 and 87 in Navarre. It's blocked northbound on 87, but all the other directions are flowing smoothly. Let's see here. I-10, I-110 are looking good. Not seeing any other accidents to let you know about. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. And it is 8:35, 75 degrees. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be looking at a nice day today with temperatures near 79 degrees for your high, partly cloudy skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 69. For Friday, mostly sunny skies, high near 80 degrees. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 69 degrees. For your Saturday, going to be looking nice and warm with a high near 83 degrees. And by Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 67. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. Again, 75 degrees right now in Pensacola. 71 in Milton. We've got 70 reported in Gulf Breeze. Our next news is at 9 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. And your money now this morning. Taking a look at our opening markets, the Dow is down 201 points, 39,405. The S&P down about a half a point this morning, 53.75. NASDAQ is down, is up 46 points now, 16,754. Our 10-year bond rate down slightly, 4.328%. Gold price is up 48.60, 33.4270. Silver prices down 20 cents. And taking a look at that always wild crypto market, Bitcoin down 457 at 92,958. Ethereum, Solana, Dogecoin, XRP all down as well today. Democratic attorneys general from 12 states have filed lawsuits against the Trump administration over tariffs. Connecticut, Arizona, Illinois, Colorado, Minnesota, and Delaware have joined New York in the lawsuit, along with Maine, New Mexico, Oregon, Vermont, and Nevada. The attorneys general seeking a court order declaring the tariffs illegal. The United States speaking out after European Union antitrust regulators hit Apple and Meta with an $800 million fine. William Denslow reports that the two U.S. tech companies are accused of violating European digital competition
US
laws.
National Security Council spokesperson Brian Hughes says the fines on Meta and Apple are a novel form of economic extortion that won't be tolerated.
The fines could increase trade tensions between the U.S. and Europe, and the number of Americans filing first-time unemployment claims was slightly more than expected for last week. The Labor Department said they received 222,000 initial claims. That is an increase of just a couple of thousand from the week prior. It is 8:38, our next news in 30 minutes, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. I've now practiced law for over 44 years. I'm proud to say that my three sons are my law partners. We have 5 offices throughout the Panhandle: Pensacola, Milton, Crestview, Fort Walton, and Navarre. If you have been injured due to the negligence of another, call us at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out this morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
So every once in a while, I approach a frivolous topic with a little bit of trepidation, a little hesitancy, a little fear about what will come from the conversation or what sort of disharmony the conversation might create in your household if this becomes a conversation between, say, husband and wife or children or whomever.
John,
Nevertheless, I'm here to dive in because I have no fear. I will boldly go where other talk show hosts are afraid to go. Okay? So, dishwasher use. Dishwasher filling with the utensils and the plates and the bowls and the cups and whatever. And as is commonly stated on Facebook, there's 100 different varieties of this. But, you know, typically in a home, you have one person who fills the dishwasher like a Scandinavian architect and one person who fills the dishwasher like a raccoon on methamphetamines. And they're usually married to each other, right? That's usually the case. This is not that conversation, but that's all backdrop so that you can understand where I'm coming from in a very, very particular question. Okay? It's very specific. This is all build up. I hope this is not disappointing. 437-1620. The top rack in the dishwasher has a bunch of little posts, right? Little posts that stick up 3 or 4 inches. You put cups in the top rack. You put glasses. You put coffee mugs in the top rack. The question for the day is, do you put the cup on the post so that the post inserts itself into the cup? Or do you put the cup between and around the post and those serve as the organizing barriers between the cups? 437-1620, 437-1620. I guarantee everybody answers this question differently. John, are the posts to be the receptacle for the cups or are the posts to be the divider for the cups?
Receptacle.
No, you're an on the post guy.
I'm a poster.
No. I knew it.
I'm a poster.
Oh.
Sorry.
Wow. And so you're satisfied with the odd angular way which most of your cups will then hang on the post and just kind of dangle there in air, swinging around like Chinese lanterns in the wrong location.
Well, I'm not in there. I mean, you know, I don't care what they do as long as it gets clean.
And even when the post is, let's say, 3 inches long and the depth of the glass is, say, 6 inches, you're just like, nope, doesn't matter. I don't care.
Again, I'm not in there. I'm not in it during the cleaning process.
437-1620. I'm just happy to have a dishwasher. Meg?
Glasses on the posts.
Oh, no.
Cups in between.
Oh! is exactly backwards. If anything, the cups would go on and the glasses would go in between.
No, because the cups dangle when you put the cups
you
in
want
between.
Your cups dangling?
No, I want them in between.
Oh, you said, okay, so you yes, want the cups. Flat. Because this is the problem John
he's
has.
He's the problem child.
He's the Chinese
okay.
lantern dangler. Okay.
Yeah, no, but glasses, actually, it fits nicely if they're the right size. Golly.
I feel like David Wayne wants to invest in this. David, are you having a...
There we go.
As a recently recent parent, you may have a viewpoint about this.
He's dealing with bottles.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, it depends. The normal glasses that fit on the outside of mm-hmm, the post, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. those have got to be no post inside of the cup. They've 100%. Got to be on the outside.
Right.
The coffee mugs.
John is having a conniption over here.
The coffee mugs. Just... Now, they have to be, the handle has to go in between the posts.
Is the mug itself on a post?
No, the mug itself is not on a post, but I do
okay,
have...
Okay, so it prevents them from sort of lateral vacillating.
Exactly,
inside
from rotating the, at all use inside.
I think you overestimate the pressure value of the water in your dishwasher. The pressure is going to move a plastic cup and jack it up right off that post to begin with, so it's going to screw you all up. But it's not going to move a coffee mug. I mean, that's not going to happen.
Probably not.
I think you're overthinking
for
it.
For me, the only
Says
thing
me.
That... The only thing that goes on the post is the baby bottle, you know, things.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Those should be washed by hand. That's your problem. Those should be washed by hand. 437-1620, 437. Because they will get blown all over the place. They're too light. You ever get in there afterwards and the cups are laying a strewn like corpses in the top there? They're no good?
Still right where I put them.
Oh, all right.
Well, but you also have to leave room for the spatulas in the in-between.
You put spatulas in the top level?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You do.
You do.
No.
You have to. Yes.
You spatulas have to. Go inverted in the forks and spoons area.
No.
Nope. Because
that's
the
literally
handles,
why they have the little
they're too
things.
Tall.
They're not
they're too
tall.
Tall.
Yes,
they are.
Because we
So only one side of your spatula gets clean.
No.
How does the top side get clean?
That's like saying only one side of the cup gets clean.
Do you put a bowl on top of the spatula?
You're not making
that's
any sense.
That's a good idea.
You know, between this and the last dishwasher topic you did, I've decided the only thing that will ever start World War III is dishwasher policy.
Is dishwasher agreements. Yeah. All right. 6823. I'll get to the text in just a second, which there are many. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Still dealing with that accident that happened on, let's see here, 98 and 87 in Navarre. The northbound lane of 87 is blocked, but 98 is actually flowing smoothly due to an overturned truck. So just let you know about that. Other than that, I-10, I-110 looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives. And yes, spatulas go on top.
Thank you, John.
Because, so okay, listen.
This
listen.
Is a different day's conversation, okay? This is a...
But it's all part of the plan. Enough. It's a part of the organization.
The top rack has a little... sprayer thing on the
I
bottom.
I love that
of it.
You're like visually showing me the thing that they can't see.
Right. Well, I'm trying to explain it to you. I mean, I figured if I did it for you.
437-1620.
So it would hit it. Boom.
Where
boom,
do
boom.
Cups in your dishwasher go in the top rack? On the post or between the posts? That's the question of the day. And are you like Meg? You're, you know, one way with one way with the other. Are you like John, all on the post, or are you like me, in between, like a rational person? 437-1620. I use the post primarily. These are texts from listeners. I use the post primarily as dividers, but they come in very handy when filling in the gaps. Posts are the separator. Amen. Dividers for cups, but I put baby bottles on the post. See, I think there is a temptation because they're small and lightweight. You want to put them on the post because it feels like somehow you're constraining their positioning inside of the you know, the spraying water. Somebody says, let's see, cups and glasses on posts. You know what I find when you put them on the post?
Mm-hmm.
Very inefficient use of space. There's usually about one cup's worth of width between the post and the edge of the rack. So when you put the cups on the post, you've mm-hmm. wasted about a half glass worth of width in there.
You know,
what I noticed.
There was a time in my life that I used to focus on really important decisions. I used to have a position of authority.
Now you help me on this show. I love it. Let's see. 437-1620. Somebody says, Jacqueline says, between the post and the dishwasher for most things, except for kombucha bottles. I don't know enough to answer that. 437-1620. It really depends on the size of the cup. I never really thought about it until today. That's my gift to you. I just shove as many things as I can in there. Oh, meth raccoon.
Meth raccoon.
Okay, good.
Fits.
As tightly and compactly as possible to keep them from having to hand wash anything because I hate doing dishes. ironically, the fuller you fill it, the more likely I have to hand wash because it won't wash properly. Somebody says, the only thing I put on the post is bottle lids since they have a hole in the middle. It keeps them from falling to the bottom. Cups never
that's
go over
great,
the... Oh, for like
I
your,
never thought about
like the
that.
Lid you screw off of your Stanley Cup. That's,
yes. I never thought about that.
Because that will not... Oh, that's a really good... Yeah, mm.
Mm.
Yes. Yes and amen.
Yes.
100% board
Thank
approval.
Thank you.
Let's see. Somebody says, page one in the manual, the posts are definitely dividers.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought that was page 12.
Oh, my goodness.
But there's no pictures.
Oh, I love it when people bring better terminology to the conversation. It depends on the size of the vessel. Great word. But I think the manual to the dishwasher suggests that those prongs are not to go inside of it. No,
prongs.
That's right. I put spatulas in the third rack. Third rack? Third
you got rack? Three?
What? Weird Korean dishwasher are you using? No offense to Korean dishwashers. I have a two-drawer Bosch dishwasher. There Bosch. Is no top. Oh, it's oh, thank you, Bosch. I just can't read. There is no top rack. Somebody else says, I shove them in there however they will fit, but after listening to you talking, you must have some amazing water pressure. Oh, can I? Well, I'll tell you this in a second. I certainly agree with you, Andrew, but the size of the glasses or mugs determines where the posts go. My large glasses don't fit the post as a divider. Oh, I will say this. My boys are really into the maybe 20-ounce plastic cups. They're the bigger size, you know, not the little 12-ounce ones and not the pint size, but the bigger plastic cups that you mm-hmm. sometimes get at bars and things. And we get them from all different places, promotionally or whatever. It irritates me that those don't go where the glasses are supposed to go on the outside of the rack. Like, they take up premium space on the interior of the rack. Irritates me to no end. Mm-hmm. Just talking about me personally, working my stuff out on the air. Let's see. Somebody says, putting things on the post blocks the water. Now, I'm an anti-post person, but I don't think that's true. So I'm with you in conclusion, but not in premise. I'm pretty type A and have always washed the dish... always wish the dishwasher came with a set of dishes and glassware that would fit properly. Yes! They never match! It's like, who built these things? They never work right. I always have to rearrange my family's dishes in the dishwasher. Okay, that's super OCD guilty. If a dish comes out of the dishwasher and it's still not clean, do you think I'm going to hand wash it? Absolutely not. That sucker's going right back through the dishwasher again. That's a follow-up from the previous one. Somebody says spatulas go on top or in the corner of the silverware holder. That's right. Now, I will give you a... This is... This is a thought. Oh, go ahead, Meg. Yeah,
I have a thought. All of this goes out the window after Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, because it just goes in there. However, it goes in there.
I think everyone wants to take a picture of their dishwasher after Thanksgiving dinner because no rules apply. Everything goes in, shoved in, topped on top of other things.
And then we just hope for the best.
And hope for the best.
So I will tell you a secret about the frivolous topic that you may not realize.
Okay.
And it's this. Have you ever looked at a word that you wondered whether it was spelled right?
Yes.
And the more you look at it and then you try the alternate spelling, the fact that you keep looking at it means that no matter what, how you spell it, it looks wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the byproducts of the frivolous topic sometimes, is that now, no matter what you do in the dishwasher, it's going to feel wrong. So, you're welcome.
It's spring at Anderson Subaru, the perfect time to refresh your ride. With 3.9% for 63 months on 2025 Subaru Outback models, or get 3.9% for 48 months on 2025 Forester models and 2025 Crosstrek models. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Subaru for you, Subaru for you, Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
When
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I mean, I'm only cussing your heads. Cuss you.
Okay, I know this is going to be one of those things that some people will just completely roll their eyes at, and other people will be like, "Merca." Okay, you ready? President Trump is going to install two flagpoles on the outside of the White House. I think on either side is the way this is going to work, like on the lawn on either side, 100 feet tall.
God bless America.
That he's going to pay for with his own money.
And if you've ever been to West Palm, he's got one right in the back of Mar-a-Lago that you have to go around to get through on A1A there.
The only flag you can really see on the White House is the one in the center, right? That's
the top,
on the structure.
Yeah.
Right. So he is apparently, you know, he was out scouting locations, I guess, yesterday is what the report that I read said. So, and his answer was, yeah, I'm going to pay for it myself. You know who's the most excited about this?
There's a lot of debate until something happens. But this is something that will unite our county, unite our people. Nobody's gonna remember who pushed this flag or anything. They're just gonna look at the flag and they're gonna love it and be thankful to be an American and to support our country.
Amen.
Former County Commissioner James Calkins with those inspiring words from the previous discussion about having the state's largest flag put up in Santa Rosa County. Where did that flag go, by the way? Anybody know where it did? It did not. It did not. And, yeah, so I guess he's more Trumpy than everybody else because he managed to peg Trump as or something. Anyway, I like it. I like the idea. Have some American flags flying outside. My only reluctance on this is we're so used to the particular visual of the White House that changing that. But if you change it by bookending it with American flags that are going to flap in the wind one way or the other, I mean, I kind of love it. You know, I do have a question, though. Interesting. I wonder what the height will be, and I wonder whether that might be a security issue for visibility for the Secret Service. It would be on the roof, that kind of thing. You know, I just don't know. I'm sure this question will get asked and answered, but you definitely don't want to create a sightline problem for them if they're trying to protect and defend the president. But that, it just, cool. I mean, I never saw somebody add flags to a thing and thought, man, that sure did make it worse. Probably somebody's going to come up with an example now. Anyway, John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
I was thinking about Marine One, too, when it lands on the lawn and stuff like that. So,
oh, blowing with all the wind blowing around the flags.
But I'll have to change my Lego set now. I'll have to add those to my new Lego set of the White House. All right.
Will he also pay for upkeep and replacement? Because it's a very costly thing. You have to replace flags a lot, and bigger flags are very expensive.
Yes, and he does it at Mar-a-Lago, so anyway. All right, so dealing with the accident on 98 and 87 in Navarre, still blocked northbound on 87. And they're still trying to get that truck overturned back to the correct way. But other than that, things are looking good. John Pickens with the traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Somebody texts in Merca. Oh, yeah, no, I'm a fan. I mean, more American flags, bigger flags, whatever. Somebody here says 100-foot flagpole difficulty is FAA clear. Oh, somebody, same question. Clearance for Marine One. Somebody says Camping World is very excited. We started it. Somebody says I like the big flags like at Joe Paddy's and Camping World on Gulf Breeze Parkway. Yeah, no, agreed. And we had this, obviously, we had this conversation a lot back then. And really, the issue was about Santa Rosa County. The issue was not, I mean, who would be opposed to having a giant flag? The only question was, you know, where should it go and who should pay for it? That was really the only issue that anybody had any disagreement about. 437-1620, 437-1620. J.D. Vance, I do not have audio for this. It may not exist. It was remarks before he was departing on Air Force Two. And I did a quick look. I didn't maybe do a thorough enough look to see if I could actually find the comments. He did something that I thought was very interesting. The press was asking him questions, and he was answering them, and they were asking about all kinds of things, most of which is just sort of like standard news stuff. But, I mean, you know, he's talking about the Pope, and he was asked, is he going to plan to attend the funeral? He said, not currently planning, not, we haven't thought through all of this, don't know quite what they're doing, and talked about him, you know, meeting with him on the morning of Easter Sunday and how sad he was by his passing and his condolence to the Catholics all over the world. Question, what does it feel like knowing you were maybe one of the last officials to meet him before he died? Yeah, you know, I thought about that a lot. I mean, it's pretty crazy, actually. And obviously, when I saw him, I didn't know that he had less than 24 hours still on this earth. I think it was a great blessing. But yeah, you know, I think he saw a lot of people and he affected a lot of lives. And I try to just, you know, I'm just reading the transcript. Remember that I was lucky that I got to shake his hand and tell him I pray for him every day, because I did and I do. Here's where I thought it got interesting. In his Easter message that the Archbishop read in St. Peter's Square, you know, he talked about not stirring up contempt against the vulnerable and migrants and the logic of fear not being something a leader should yield to. Do you have any thoughts on that? And has his death caused you all to reflect on the policy of the Trump administration? J.D. Vance, well, I think that obviously a lot of people, especially in the American press, want to make the Holy Father, his entire legacy, and even his death about American politics. He was obviously a much broader figure than the U.S. of A. He represents over a billion Catholics worldwide. I'm aware he had some disagreements with us. I'm not going to soil the man's legacy by talking about his politics. He was a great Christian pastor, and that's how I choose to remember him. Question, would you like to see the next pope continue in the direction that Francis took the church, or would you like a more traditional path? Answer, you know, I won't pretend to give guidance to the cardinals on who they should select as the next pope. We've got plenty of issues to focus on in the United States. I'll just say prayer for wisdom, because I obviously want them to pick the right person. I want them to pick someone who will be good for the world's Catholics, but I'll make them, or let them make that decision. Obviously, they're entitled to do so. That's a great answer. That is a genuinely good, deferential answer to, you know, it's really not my place to say that. It's just not. So we'll just let them make their decision. Well done, Vice President Vance.